That was a milestone, wildlife biologist Jennifer Korn says, of the sighting in the Babcock Ranch Preserve. Unlike males, females don't travel far from their mother's home range, a major limiting factor in the animal's expansion. About a couple of dozen panthers now live north of the Calatucci, Kelly estimates, including a few females. The northward expansion is necessary for panthers to survive long term, but it's possible only if the Florida Wildlife Corridor, a patchwork of public and private lands that runs throughout the state, is preserved, Ward says. To make that possible, more conservation funding is needed to help landowners, mainly ranchers, prevent open spaces from becoming subdivisions, parking lots, and roads. Many of the cats in Florida live on public lands, including Big Cypress National Preserve, Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge, Fakachichi Strand Preserve State Park, and Picayune Strand State Forest, which make up about 1,420 square miles. But these and nearby protected areas in South Florida cannot support a much larger population of these territorial animals, says state panther biologist Dave Onorato. Panthers may each need up to 200 square miles of territory in which to roam and hunt, he says. At the same time, populations of white-tailed deer, one of panthers' primary food sources, have dropped in areas of Big Cypress. That may be partly because of invasive Burmese pythons, which devour deer and other panther prey.